This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. In a historic move, some European nations say they are recognizing the state of Palestine. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they're recognizing a Palestinian state in a historic move. Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, said the Scandinavian country will officially recognize a Palestinian state as of May 28. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris said on Wednesday his country is coordinating with Spain and Norway, an historic and important day for Palestine. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his country will recognize the state on May 28 too. Gahr Støre said that there cannot be peace in the Middle East if there's no recognition. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers Tuesday the International Criminal Court's announcement that it is seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu endangers hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. Blinken's testimony comes as progressives criticize the Biden administration over its support for Israel. VOA's Catherine Gibson tells us the move drew bipartisan criticism from Washington.
Senator Ben Cardin is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I see as a step in the wrong direction that's going to make it more challenging for us to get the parties together. There's always been an understanding the ICC is there to deal with countries that don't have an independent judiciary. Israel has an independent judiciary.
The United States top diplomat says the ICC announcement complicates negotiations for a ceasefire in the conflict that began October 7th. Blinken told lawmakers the U.S. has warned Israel its offensive in the region could be deeply harmful to civilians. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has begun nuclear drills in an apparent warning to the West over Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Russia's defense ministry says it's begun a round of drills involving tactical nuclear weapons. Officials say it's a response to remarks by Western officials about the possibility of deeper involvement in the war in Ukraine. The announcement came after French President Emmanuel Macron reiterated that he doesn't exclude sending troops to Ukraine. And UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron said Kyiv's forces will be able to use British long-range weapons to strike targets inside Russia.
That's a decision for Ukraine, and Ukraine has that right, just as Russia is striking inside Ukraine. You can quite understand why Ukraine feels the need to make sure it's defending itself, it's getting the Russians out of its country, and it has the ability to strike back.
Comments the Kremlin has called dangerous. I'm Ben Thomas.
Australia says its military has flown 115 people from the restive French Pacific territory of New Caledonia, and France will soon evacuate and 100 to the Australian city of Brisbane. The two flights late Tuesday carried 84 Australians plus passengers of other nationalities. New Zealand also made a second flight carrying out its citizens. French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to land on Thursday on New Caledonia, where indigenous people have long sought independence. Six people have been killed and hundreds have been injured in New Caledonia during recent clashes. The death of an airline passenger and severe injuries point to the risks of severe turbulence. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The death of a British man and injuries impacting dozens of other people aboard a Singapore Airlines flight that hit severe turbulence highlights the potential dangers of flying through unstable air. The aircraft flying from London to Singapore rapidly descended 6,000 feet while above the Indian Ocean. Witnesses say crew members tumbled, passengers' heads struck the overhead baggage bins. National Science Foundation National Center scientist Larry Kornman.
It's not uncommon to have turbulence encounters that cause minor injuries, you know, up to, say, a broken bone. But fatality is very, very rare.
His best advice, keep seatbelts fastened. I'm Norman Hall.
Pakistan has repatriated more than 3,000 Pakistanis, mostly students from Kyrgyzstan, in the past week after recent attacks on foreigners over an unknown dispute with migrants. Pakistan began using special and commercial flights over the weekend to bring people home. More were expected to return later Wednesday, bringing their number to slightly over 4,000 by midnight. Deputy Prime Minister Ishak Dar told a news conference in Islamabad that the situation was under control now in the capital of Bishkek, where authorities are trying to arrest people who attacked foreigners, including Pakistanis. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.